So we all know there's a Subway series, but what about the Meadowlands Meltdown or the Gridiron Gridlock? Pigskin Pandemonium? Since we're pretty sure the Mets aren't going to make a World Series for a long time, this is what we are left with for crosstown sports rivalry. It's Jets versus Giants this weekend, and let's talk about not just the game, but the culture of the teams and their fans with Jerry Eskenazi, longtime sports writer for the New York Times. He's also the author of Gang Green, an irreverent look behind the scenes at 37 seasons of New York Jets football futility. Hey, Jerry, welcome to WNYC. Thanks for doing this.
You're getting me so excited, Brian. I'm almost sorry I retired.
Well, we're bringing you back. You know, you can't kick up your feet and just, you know, think you're going to do nothing. So, as I mentioned, you wrote a book about the Jets, but you've also written a book about the Giants.
Yes.
Can you sum up the differences between the two fan bases? Do they tend to run in patterns?
Well, you know, what's very interesting to me is that to see how the cultures have sort of crossed each other and then sort of taken on each other's colors. Back when I did the Jets books and the Giants book, they were very, very distinct. The Giants were old world, Irish Catholic, if you will, from Westchester, Northern Jersey, Upper East Side. The Jets, who were created in 1960, long after the Giants, had established themselves, were sort of, a sort of legacy of the Mets. And so they were sort of Queens, Brooklyn, irreverent, loud, T-shirt-wearing kind of crowd. Now, interestingly, the demographics have changed. The Giant fans don't seem to be as educated as the Jets fans.
What do you make of that?
Well, I think it's just part of the way America works. You know, you start off as an immigrant, and then you suddenly make it. I'll bet you 3/4 of the Wall Street operatives had parents that were born in another country, and 50 years ago that wouldn't have been the case. You know, they probably would have all been old line people. And one of the things I find interesting, my granddaughter Jane Schuster, had just come in from London, and she's asking me about the Jets and Giants. So this is like a global thing going on here.
We're going to get you out of retirement here, Jerry, at least for one weekend. So listeners, our phones are open for you to call in with your thoughts about Jets culture versus Giants culture and the fans. So we're looking for two kinds of calls. One, any Jets or Giants fan can call in and sum it up. Let's take a six-word approach to this. In six words or less, take a six-word challenge. The difference between a Jets fan and a Giants fan. Six words or less. Can you do it, Jets fans? Can you do it, Giants fans? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Jets culture versus Giants culture. What's the difference? 212-433-9692. Or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. But we'll also reserve a line or two for anyone who comes from a family in which there are both Jets fans and Giants fans. We want to know how that broke down. You know how genetic researchers love twins because they can do studies on what's nature versus what's nurture? Well, this is the same thing. We want to find a Jets fan and a Giants fan who come from the same family and figure out what happened. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. You know what, Jerry? Our lines immediately exploded. Our lines are immediately full. So we'll start with David in the East Village. Hi, David. You're on WNYC.
My goodness, I'm first. I don't bleed blue or green. I root for the Jets. I don't hate the Giants. And frankly, in the extended New York football fans, I know this is not Mets-Yankees or Yankees-New York Giants baseball, Brooklyn Dodgers. I think I can root for the Giants under some circumstances. I will very strongly be rooting for the Jets tomorrow, but it's not hatred. It's just passion for your team.
David, thank you. Well, what do you think about that, Jerry Eskenazi? Is this not Mets-Yankees or Mets-Dodgers or Yankees-Dodgers once upon a time or Giants-Dodgers? Is it just not the same thing?
I think I think the caller, Brian, made a very, very good point. I'm not sure that it's an either-or kind of thing anymore. Now, it might have been at one point. As you probably are aware, after the Jets won their Super Bowl, which was their seminal moment, they still had to win their second Super Bowl, and that was beating the Giants in an exhibition game 5 months later. And until they did that, they weren't accepted by many, many New York fans. I do believe that you were a Yankee fan or a Dodger fan once upon a time in New York City, the time that I grew up. I think that probably it's true that you can probably bleed both blue and green. Although, let's face it, ultimately you've got to make a choice.
Right. I'm more of a Jets fan than a Giants fan. I'm going to put my green cards on the table here, but I like both teams.
Well, that's because you studied music, probably, you know, and you probably have an artistic soul.
Oh, you think that's why? I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. I sold hot dogs and hot chocolate for one season as a vendor for Jets games. So that definitely put the Jets into my veins for the rest of my life.
Was that at Shea?
Yes,
Brian,
it was. Yes, it was. Adam at Comac. You're on WNYC. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'm calling to give you the difference between a Jet fan and a Giant fan.
What do you think?
In six words or less, alcohol intake.
Who drinks more?
The Jet fans drink much more.
Adam, thank you. Can you bear witness to that for us, Jerry Eskenazi, you think?
No. Well, it depends on what your drink of choice is. I think that the Giants probably are a little a martini crowd, and the Jets are probably a cheap beer crowd, which is not to say there's anything wrong with that.
Not to say there's anything wrong with that. But no. John in the Bronx, you're on WNYC.
I actually agree with the last caller. Giant fans have a little more class. We're less about the fighting. We're more about the football.
Thank you very much. Jerry, you're going to go that far?
He's thinking in terms of that fireman who gets the crowd prodded. The Giants never had any sort of a trailer park kind of atmosphere like that. But in studies that have been in the last year or so, it's very interesting that the educational level of the Jet fan has surpassed that of the Giant fan, which is shocking to me.
Yeah.
Because the Giant fans did have that sort of genteel quality about them, and probably going back because they were created, all those years ago.
Ken in Rockville Center, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. He's got that so wrong and right. Giant fans are sophisticated, far more intellectual, and a totally, totally superior mentality to the beer barrel poker that the Jets bring to the stadium and then abuse women with their cracks and et cetera. Giant fans are declining just because, like me, we're getting too old.
Ken, thank you that you think that's about it. And in fact, Jerry Eskenazi, former New York Times sports writer and author of books both about the Jets and the Giants. There was a Wall Street Journal survey last year. It's a bit silly, but they conducted it in a serious way of Jets and Giants fans. And here were some of their actual findings. 38% of respondents picked the Giants compared to just 17% who favored the Jets. So unlike what Ken just said, there may be a bigger Giants fan base overall. Maybe that's because they've won more Super Bowls in the lifetime of anybody who's alive right now. Jets fans, it found, skew older. Nearly a third of Giants partisans were younger than 34, while only 15% of Jets fans said the same. Jets fans were 26% more likely to be married, 38% more likely to describe themselves as white, 86% more likely to be Republicans, and 44% more likely to earn $100,000 a year. They showed more interest in boating, tennis, and golf than Giants fans did. And the Journal concludes with this: when you drill down into the numbers, another pattern emerges. Jets fans seem to have an uncanny interest in things that might have been popular in 1969. So, I don't know. Let's pick out a piece of that. How about Jets fans being 86% more likely to be Republicans than Giants fans? Does that surprise you?
Well, I guess the fact that if you had taken this poll in 1969, I guarantee you it would have been the other way around. Although, wait a second, I think Joe Namath's the only one who can give guarantees. But I suspect that things have changed so dramatically. I was very surprised to see that poll. You know, Brian, it doesn't square, quite honestly, with what I observe. In other words, if I go to a Jet game vis-a-vis a Giant game, I do have the sense that the Jets are a little more rollicking, a little more disrespectful of their neighbors. Mm-hmm. And yet, statistically, it looks like it's not true. But would Jet fans be Republicans? I think Jet fans are probably just waiting. I think Jet fans probably have an apocalyptic vision of America and waiting for that one moment to be repeated again. They're waiting for that second coming.
That's pretty funny. And this idea that there are just more Giants fans than Jets fans, I mean, I think that just goes with, if that's even accurate, it could go with who's winning, who's getting into the postseason more. You know, I mean, both teams have been pretty interesting in very recent years. But I know that for me, just as in baseball, my interest waxes and wanes with who's interesting, you know. So the Mets had more interesting years in the 1980s, and I think more New Yorkers were Mets fans at that time. The Yankees, many more interesting years in recent times, and there are a lot more Yankee fans. I think the Giants are probably more popular because they've had more Super Bowl victories and stuff like that.
You know what always surprised me in my years covering the Jets is that all it takes is one bad moment and suddenly the press and the fans are moaning same old Jets. I remember during the years of in the 70s and 80s, the Jets led the world in no-shows. They would have routinely 15, 20, 25% of the crowd, that all of whom paid money, all of whom owned season tickets,
wow,
would not show up to the games.
Wow. That they were the apocalyptics at that time. Tom, in Fords, New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello.
So yes, you come from
the youngest of five boys in my family, and
yes,
I'm currently the only Jet fan. The other four are Giants fans. However, one is Benedict Arnold, who got me interested in the Jets as a very young guy, like the Super Bowl years and just after, and then switched at some point to the Giants. And I never let the real Giants fans forget that he can never really be in their camp.
So, you know, from the natural experiment side of things, the separated at birth twins, why did one of you become fan of one while the rest of you are the fan of the other?
Well, I think it might have been my way of differentiating myself, making my mark. It's not easy in a family of 10 and five boys, five girls.
Maybe that's it. Thank you very much. And how about New Jerseyans? Once upon a time when the Giants played in the Bronx and the Jets played in Queens, like Mets and Yankees, you could figure out the geography just based on who could go to the games more easily. And then when the Giants were in New Jersey and the Jets weren't yet. But what about now? You think there's any way to figure out who New Jerseyans go for?
No, I think that the Jets have probably long ago lost their Long Island, New York, Queens, Brooklyn base. You know, they played more games in Jersey than they ever did in Shea Stadium. And also, the season ticket holder base has grown tremendous. And so I would say that the legacy of people living in Jersey has probably gone over to the Jets much more than it has before.
Leave it there because we're out of time. Jerry Eskenazi, longtime sports writer for the New York Times. We'll end on this from Evan on our webpage, who writes, "One thing is for sure, you can't be a fan of both. That's like being a vegan cannibal." So enjoy the game tomorrow, Jerry. Thanks for coming on with us.
Okay. Well, it was great talking to you and folks. Thank you.
And everybody, happy Jets Giants. A very happy Hanukkah and an extremely Merry Christmas from all of us at The Brian Lehrer Show.